Welcome to OlaTalks.com. Ola here. This is the Business Startup Edition. Today's topic is how to start a business with no money ideas. I just got this email from this person, and this person essentially has worked for 22 years without any kind of savings to show for it. And after listening to one of my videos or something like that, he decided to start a business. And he has this email that I sent in, so I'm going to get into the email right now and we'll dissect it one after the other. Okay. So hello, Ola. So I was watching one of your many other videos where you mentioned Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah, actually that's one of the books that changed my life personally, that completely infected me. It was Rich Dad Poor Dad. It was A Secret of Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. Rich Dad Poor Dad is by Robert Kiyosaki, and there's one more. Think and Grow Rich, right, by Napoleon Hill. So I must say that the book has radically infected me with the entrepreneurship bug. Congratulations! I want to launch my business. Again, congratulations. That's a big step, okay, to even think that at all. I have a small problem that affects my move in a big way. I have not saved any money on the side for 22 years that I've been working. See, most people are like that. A lot of people are like that. A lot of people can look good on the outside. They have the cars, they have the houses. They may even have some savings, but it's just not enough to write home about when you consider how long they've been working. And a lot of them are just living paycheck to paycheck. So it's nothing new there. You know, the statistics speaks or supports that. It's in alignment with that. So no money on the side for 22 years. I guess I can start now, but I don't want to wait because honestly, a few years ago, I was inspired by another author, but shortly after, life kicked back in. Any advice? You know, that's the thing. When you get into this mode and you feel like you want to get started, you want to start a business, you absolutely must take action, you must execute. And to do that, you have to commit. Okay? Commitment means tomorrow you may feel a little bit differently, but you're going to do it anyway. Okay? That's commitment. So long after the mood that you set a desire or a goal has left you, you still do it anyway. That's commitment, right? So you want to commit to that because we're humans. And sometimes when you think about you want to start a business, once you get that paycheck next Friday and life continues, you got to take the kids to the football game, you want to do other things, life just continues and you never get started. So you're absolutely right. You must be careful about that. So yes, Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki is absolutely a book that has infected a lot of people. But you know one thing? Most people that read that book never do anything with it. Okay? They never start a business. They never save enough money to start an investment. You know, the Rich Dad Poor Dad book has the four quadrants, right? The employee mindset, the self-employed mindset, the business mindset, and the investment mindset. And he suggested over and over again that you want to be in the B and the I quadrant. So you have ESBI. He suggested over and over that you need to be in the business and the investment quadrant because that's where you have systems working for you. That's where you have much more time than 24 hours allows you for in a day. That's where you make more money from just 20, make more money from more hours than 24 hours. So even if you are making $100, right? If you're making $100 per hour, and let's say you were some kind of beast, some superhuman, right? And you stay awake and you're working for 24 hours. So you just made $2,400 and you can't make more than that. See, that's sad because when you position yourself into the business quadrant or investment quadrant, it does not depend on your hours. Therefore, you can make a whole lot more than $2,400 or 24 hours will allow you for in a given day because you have a whole bunch of people in the system that are working, and you make, even if it's 1 cent you make from every one person that work in a network of 1,000 people, it goes a long way because you're not really spending your time on it. So your question, how do you start a business with no money? It comes down to this, okay? It starts with a desire. So you have that already, and then the next thing you know, you need to commit to it. You need to commit that you're absolutely going to get it done. Now, I do have an SMS formula that I give, and that's sales, marketing, and services. You can engage in any aspect of those three things, sales, marketing, and services. You can engage in any angle, and you can make a lot of money without necessarily investing a dime, okay? At some point, you will want to invest some money. If you're going to invest money in the beginning, I absolutely suggest that you invest money in yourself, okay? Because the best investment you can make is in yourself, not real estate, it's in yourself, and it's educating yourself in how the world economy works. So that's my suggestion for you, SMS. Find something in sales, marketing, or services. Find something you know how to do and start doing it for a fee. That's services right there. Sales, master sales, learn how to use storytelling to sell. If you can sell, then you can grab product from anywhere. You can grab product of another person, of another company, and you can sell it, and they'll pay you commissions all day long. And you can even build a team organization around it, just like in network marketing. So network marketing is another place where you can get started for close to $0. Okay, really, all you'll be doing is investing in yourself. So you're not investing $1 million into a business system like McDonald's. You're investing in yourself, and then you execute from there. Marketing is another piece of a skill that you can master. If you learn how to spread the word and spread a message about a mission, about a product, a service, if you can do that, there's a lot of people that will pay you really good amount of money to do that for their business, because most businesses are struggling because they don't have leads. If you learn how to generate leads, traffic for a business, which is the easiest thing to do these days in this time of digital age, if you learn that, then you can sell that service to other companies, and people are willing to pay you $1,000, $2,000, or more for your services. Why? Because you're making them a whole lot more than that. So think about it like this: you help them make $1,000, they're willing to pay you $500. Okay? And SMS is the formula to do that. That's sales, marketing, and services. Any of those three things, find something in any of those three, and they will take it from there. So if you want my help personally and you want me to help you further, you can simply send me an email. If you have a question, send me an email at ask@olatalks.com, or you can leave a comment on this video. If you want, the quickest way to get a hold of me is to go through the link that you see on the page, which is olatalks.com/mastermind. And you want to sign up for everything you see, and there is over $11,000 worth of value there. And I'll see you on the next one, and peace.